Now in year number 6, it's a Yank on the Footy with Craig Wessels. Everybody sit back and enjoy a chat about the greatest game on the face of the earth. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I do hope you'll share it with your friends and family. Cheers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 327 of A Yank on the Footy. I'm Craig Wessels, coming to you from Sandusky, Ohio, and I'm thrilled that you're checking out this episode. I'm going to be going through my tips for round 7, the Anzac round, and normally I would be joined by my mate Mick Aussie to do this, and I do want to congratulate Mick for, first of all, covering the massive fire that took place at the former Edmonton airport last evening. He did a great job covering that on his socials, but had some things going on in my little world here that necessitated me doing this as kind of a solo episode tonight. Nothing regarding Mick. Mick is going to be back next week. But it's been a rather hectic day here in my neck of the woods. My mom had some significant surgery earlier this morning, and she's resting comfortably now after that. We had a little bit of a scare with that, but I think she's going to be fine. So if you're, so inclined, keep her in your thoughts and prayers. If you do that sort of thing, that would be awesome. But it's been a rough day as far as that goes. And coupling that with the little health issue that I'm going to be finding hopefully out a little more about on Thursday, it's been a little stressful this week. So I do want to go through my tips for this round. This is going to be a much shorter episode than I typically would have for our preview episodes. I'll give you who I think is going to win each game. And again, please do not do any kind of wagering based upon my suggestions, because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about, as I've said many, many times in the past. Now, if you do head over to my website, ayankonthefooty.com, I do hope you'll check it out. Check out my blog page as well over there. Get on the mailing list, so when a new episode comes out, it's in your inbox within about 5 to 10 minutes after it's been released. If you enjoy the podcast, I'd love for you to share it with somebody, and also leave a 5-star review. And last night, I did release a new live episode, and I'd really love to get your take on the subject matter of that. I delved into the Brownlow and asked whether or not we need to redefine the word fairest when it comes to best and fairest in light of the way that we are adjudicating the game now with regards to bumps and different actions that are taking place with players where they're getting suspended for single games or multiple games, that sort of thing. So I do hope you'll check that out. I did record that one through my podcast host's live app, which I love to use, but I've been struggling to get that working properly. So I wanted to do a little bit of an experiment. And as I mentioned in that episode, I want to thank my mate Orville Gibson for helping me to map out some of the issues that I was having with that. Still needing to figure out why maybe the sound quality is not as good as it should be. This should sound a hell of a lot better than that. So again, no club of the episode this week. I have had a lot of other things going on, so I do want to simply jump into the tips for this week. Got some great games. We've got Richmond hosting Melbourne in the game before Anzac. And the Tigers, they're just, quite frankly, they're decimated with injuries. Is there a club this year that is less fortunate in terms of their luck with regards to injuries? Yes, they did get themselves a win against Sydney, which I tipped Richmond to win that one. I think that's going to be my best call of the season right there. Got that out of the way early so I can get the rest of them wrong and everything will be okay there. I think Melbourne is way too good of a side right now, and I think this one's going to be won by at least 3 goals on behalf of the D's. Then you have Essendon and Collingwood playing in the Anzac game, and I'm so looking forward to watching this game And I do plan on hopefully taking a few moments while this game is on with my students to kind of show them the pregame activities and the somber aspect of that as your country celebrates those individuals who put their hand up and volunteered or were brought in to serve in the military to defend the country of Australia. I'm really looking forward to that one. The Pies, they've stabilized a little bit. They've won three in a row. We knew that was going to happen. This is too good of a side for them to be, losing more than three or four games in a row here. They've stabilized. Essendon has been pretty solid this year, but they've suffered some ugly losses to some pretty good sides. So I've really, really wanted to tip Essendon here, but their percentage is so low. And I think that has a little to do with having lost to some good sides earlier this year. I am going to go with the Magpies on this one. I just think they're going to win this one. I think it's too good of a club, and I've got the Magpies winning it by 9. And then we head to Manuka Oval up in Canberra for the Giants hosting Brisbane. And before we get into this one, I'm looking at the tribunal. Part of me thinks they got it backwards. And I know that there's the Toby tax that has to be paid due to his transgressions previous to where we are now and earlier in his career. But I guess I have to ask, and you'll have to let me know where I'm wrong on this, but I don't understand what Toby Green did wrong in that situation. He had a ball that came in. He actually spoiled the ball, prevented the defender from taking a mark, which he was then going to be able to turn around and take the ball back up the ground towards their offensive 50. I mean, he jumped up, he spoiled the ball before he made contact with the player. Isn't that something that defenders do quite often as well without penalty? I mean, did this happen simply because this is Toby Green? And if it is, then you definitely need to listen to my live episode from last night because that's a really damned important episode. Okay, because I think I came up with a solution that most people might think that's not such a bad idea. Maybe we ought to go ahead and try something like that. Now, Brisbane, they are floundering. They looked listless last week against the Cats. I was very concerned about that game. Now, if it's a dry game in Brisbane, do the Lions win? I don't know. I don't have to find that out this year because it rained and the Cats were able to, because Cats, Cats do really well in water, don't they? But I don't think Brisbane can afford to fall any further down the ladder than where they are right now. I mean, they're at 2-4. Yes, they're 12th on the ladder, but that's only because you got so many other teams that are really scuffling this year. I mean, the only thing that's keeping them out of 14th place is the fact that they've got a very solid percentage and the Eagles are still recovering and the Saints have kind of floundered themselves a little bit as well. Now, that being said, in this game, I think even without Toby Green, I am going to go with the Giants to win this one at their secondary home. I just think they're a really, really good side here. Now, is it going to shock me if Brisbane wins this one? Not at all, because their backs are up against the proverbial wall. And if they want to play finals, I think they have to win this one. But I think the Giants are going to win this one. And this is something that I wonder. Yeah, they played a grand final last year. But is this club going to lose patience in Chris Fagan? Is he somebody who's going to possibly need to be looking for employment elsewhere if this club does not get back to at least a prelim this year? Because they were very close to winning the grand final last year, came within, just a few points of winning. And they have certainly regressed this year. And, I know that it's going to be a long road back here, but this is a club that's talented enough to climb back into the eight. And again, I'm only saying that because I tipped them to win the damn premiership this year. So again, I'm going with GWS to take this one. Then we've got Port Adelaide hosting St. Kilda. The Saints have scuffled at the outset this year. They're down there right at sitting at 13 at 2-4 behind the Lions. They had a hard fought game in round one with the Cats and but they've scuffled a little bit. They certainly have scuffled. And Port Adelaide, they got thumped last week by Collingwood. And I actually tipped Port Adelaide to win that game. And boy, did I get that one wrong. They played a great first quarter and then just kind of folded up the tent and thought, okay, we got this in the bag. Turns out they didn't. Max King is a little dinged up, so he may not even be going this week. You know, I do think that Port Adelaide is a stronger side at this point in time. They're playing at home. I've got Port Adelaide winning this one by 13. I think they're going to maintain their spot in the eight, you know, possibly climb into the four should one of the clubs in the four stumble this weekend. I just think that's going to happen. And then we got North Melbourne hosting Adelaide down at Blundstone in Tasmania. And I have to ask a serious question. Which of these two clubs, and I tipped Adelaide to finish number five on the ladder this year, but looking at the way things are right now, which of these two clubs is going to be the first one to play finals? And again, I don't know the answer to that. I would think that it's going to be Adelaide, but there's no guarantee of that. There's no guarantee of that at all. They could continue to regress, you know. Tex Walker's getting older. He's not, you know, he's going to become a less reliable option for that club in terms of scoring goals. Not necessarily this year, but as the club goes forward in the next couple of years, if he's still playing, you know, we're granted key forwards have the ability to do a little bit more resting, if you will, up inside the forward 50 than maybe some you know, small forwards, things of that nature. North has lost their first game, six games, by an average of 52 points. So over 8.5 goals a game they've lost by. And yeah, part of this is growing pains. But part of this is, I hope not apathy, but I just was watching some footage on Footy Classified this evening and watching Kane Corns break down LDU's efforts in defense. And it was not pretty. And hopefully that gets coached up. And they were asking whether or not Clarko's the guy for the job. And I hope he is, because they're paying him an awful lot of money for it. Now, I'm going with the Crows to win this one, because I think the Crows right now are a far superior side. But I have to ask, and I'm going to go with the Crows to win by 20. Do we count that as a win, with a little asterisk, for the Ruse if they hold them to within 20 points? They get to 3.5 goals or so. Is that almost a win for the Ruse, the way things have gone so far this year? Okay. I don't know. All right. I don't know. But the Ruse have got to start seeing some green shoots. They've had so many concessions from the competition. I don't see them getting many, if any, more of those. Okay. I really don't. I think that the comp has got to get to the point now where they say enough's enough. Start developing the talent that you have been given, that you've been able to add through these drafts as you've been drafting in the positions that you've been selecting in. Turn them into players that are going to turn this club around for you. Okay. Then we go back to the MCG for the Cats hosting Carlton. Still, that's mind-boggling when I have to say that. This is the Cats' first of, I believe, two home games at the MCG this year. The Blues' back six looks like it's going to be in disarray. You know, we're going to be without Saad. McGovern looks like he's going to be out. Zach Williams is going to be on a test from his Achilles. Jacob Wiedering may be out as well. Tom Stewart's going to be out for the Cats. You know, so they're going to have to fill a significant hole in their back six as well. Now, if I was a gambling man, and I'm not, but if I was a gambling man, this is a game that I would consider betting the over in terms of the point total, because I think both of these forward structures are going to be able to score a lot of points against their opponent. I'm going with the Cats to win this, and mainly because of the compounded nature of the injuries that the Blues are facing in their defensive structure. Adam Chera is going to be out as well still, so I got the Cats winning this one by 7 points. Great news if you're a Cats supporter. Max Holmes did sign on for 4 more years, so through 2028. Very excited about that as a Cats supporter myself. I know there was a lot of discussion that there were other clubs, and I believe it was the Pies and the Bulldogs and the Hawks, who were rumored to be looking to make a push for his services. So I'm very happy to have him still in the hoops for 2024 through 2028. And gosh, in 2028, I'm going to be a 65-year-old man. Holy cow. We got Fremantle hosting the Bulldogs. The Dockers have dropped three in a row. The Bulldogs have played some decent footy so far. You know, they stumbled against the Bombers recently. Like I said, the Dockers, they're a bit of an enigma. And I've called the Bulldogs that this year. I've said the Bulldogs might be the biggest enigma in the comp. But I'm wondering if that's Fremantle. And again, I don't know. Is this still having to figure out how does the club acclimate, you know, Darcy back into the 22 and do the things that they need to do effectively? I do think the Bulldogs are a better side. I know they're traveling. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs to take this one by 8 points against Fremantle. And I think the Bulldogs are going to, you know, solidify their spot in the eight. They're going to bump up another one there. And again, I've got the Bombers losing, so they should leapfrog the Bombers and hop up into at least seventh spot on the ladder. Maybe higher if somebody else happens to drop a little bit more. But again, Bulldogs over the Dockers by eight. And then we've got the mysterious case of the two coasts, Gold Coast and West Coast. And I want to congratulate the Eagles. They've won two in a row. I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic here and that I'm not being genuine, but no, I'm being completely honest here. Congratulations, West Coast Eagles. You have gone through hell these last few years with injury, with retirements, with just, if it could go wrong, it has gone wrong in terms of health, COVID, injury, suspensions, whatever it happens to be. You know, you're the heart and soul of your club getting hurt and, you know, basically missing the last two seasons of his career before he steps away from the game. But it's exciting to see that club play well the last couple of weeks. It really, really is. Now, Gold Coast has played pretty well this year as well. They're 3-3. They got thumped pretty good this past week. I do think they get back to their winning ways, though. I am going to go with Gold Coast to win this one by 10. West Coast is going to give them a game. I promise you, West Coast is going to give this club a game, and it's going to be fun to watch. And then we head to the MCG for the last game of the round. I think it's the first week in a while that we've had all nine games being played, 18 clubs playing. The Hawks got over the top against the Ruse this past weekend, but yeah. The Ruse are really, really scuffling. Okay. Bottom line. Sydney, they are, you know, they're coming off the bye. They did not play last week. So they're coming off the bye week this past week. This is a really good side. You know, they're sitting up there in, you know, the second spot on the ladder, very solid percentage of over 135. I know it's at the MCG. Hawthorne got the win against the Ruse. They ain't playing the Ruse this week. I'm going with the Swans to win this one by 3 goals. Okay. I think the Swans are far superior side at this point in time. And if the ladder stayed the way it is today and everybody won in terms of the positions they are today, we'd have a rematch of the 2022 grand final. I, for one, would be completely okay with that. Okay. We'll see what happens though, but I'd be okay if that was to happen. No complaints from this cat supporter if that were to happen. So there's my tips for the round. Normally, Mick and I would go through the five terms for the week. We'll pick that back up again next week. I just have had too many things going on in my head this week to be able to set time aside to do that. I do want to let you know that, you know, you can find all of Mick's work over at his website, mickaussie.tv. Follow him on Twitter, at mickaussie. He's also on Facebook as well. You can find him there at Mick Aussie. I think he's on Instagram and LinkedIn as well. Those links will be on his website, mickaussie.tv. Friday nights here in North America, he is on, I believe, at 10:30 in the evening with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid TV. Mick also is involved with Edmonton Cricket, recording a lot of the cricket matches that are going on up in Edmonton during the summer months, coming up here very soon. Hopefully you'll check that out as well. He is a great advocate for sport here in the United States, and I know he is just ecstatic and excited and over the moon that his Denver Broncos have traded for the young quarterback from the New York Jets, who was a complete flop there. He's such a flop that his first name is escaping me. Young Mr. Wilson. Okay. I'm not even remember his first name right now, but he is now a member of the Denver Broncos. And I'm kidding. Mick is not happy about it. Okay. I'm giving Mick a hard time here, but it's just kind of fun to, him not being able to give a rebuttal on that right there at that point in time. So there's the tips for round seven. You'll have to let me know where I was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you look out for one another. Take care of your friends. Reach out to them. If you need to talk to somebody, please do that. Don't hesitate to reach out and talk to someone. Those phone numbers for help are in every episode show notes for this podcast. Just click on the show notes and check those numbers out, both in the United States and in Australia. Okay. Remember, folks, you can find everything over at my website, Yank on the Footy, about the podcast. There are links to all my socials at @Yank_on on Twitter, A Yank of the Footy podcast on Facebook, A Yank of the Footy on Instagram. I'm on, look for my name, Craig Wessels, on LinkedIn. You can also reach me at ayankofthefooty@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I'd love for you to share the podcast with your friends and family. Also to get on the mailing list. So when new episodes come out, they're in your inbox very, very quickly. And if you like the show and you really want to help out, you could, of course, you could click on that Buy Me a Coffee button over on my website. That would be a huge help. But the other thing you could do, leave a 5-star review. Head over to my website or head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review about the show. Tell people what you like about it. Help to spread the word for the game. I love your sport. I'm so appreciative of all of you sharing this game with me. And hopefully I do your game justice, and I treat it with the reverence that it so richly deserves, especially during this very important week in Australia. And I want to wish all of you the best. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, may your dribble kick never hit the post. I will catch you later. And this has been episode 327 of the Yank on the Footy. Get subscribed, leave a review, share it with your friends. And until next time, cheers and goodbye.